And we got Memorial Day coming up, and to help us celebrate Memorial Day, we have a very special guest, and we're happy to welcome as the new commander of Daniel Seehafer, American Legion National Commander, joins us to talk about Memorial Day and how we can actually celebrate that day that's so important. And Commander, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are we doing today?
Doing fine.
Good.
And let's talk about Memorial Day. How should Americans, first of all, what day is Memorial Day, and how should Americans view this special day?
Well, it's coming up, isn't it? And, you know, we have some thoughts on that when we look at that day, because I have a lot of people come up and say they feel sort of uncomfortable, or some people feel uncomfortable, you know, because it's the start of summer. It's the first time people get out and they do their camping or their beaches, and they like the brats and hamburgers and the cookouts and all those things. And I always say, hey, it's okay to do those things. Don't feel guilty or uncomfortable about it. However, what we want to do is we want to take time and set time aside to remember. I think that's the key with Memorial Day. It's to remember. And remember what? Remember that ultimate sacrifice that has been made for our freedom. You know, I don't want to say that it's just a cliche or a cool saying, but when we read it, or if we've seen it before where it says freedom is not free, there's truth in that. There's major truth in that. And we want our all of us, you know, I think we should take time to remember this situation again, this day, and even to teach it to our younger children and our youth, our grandkids, great grandkids, the importance of that day. Especially when I do presentations with our young people, and I tell them, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? And they have all these dreams, right? And with those dreams, well, we thank a veteran for that. We thank our good Lord, obviously, but we thank our veteran for it too, to be able to lay down their lives so we have those freedoms.
Absolutely, and some are still laying down their lives. I understand suicide prevention is one of the top priorities for the American Legion. Can you talk about that?
Absolutely, and what we have done is we put it in a mission called Be the One. We want to be that one to reduce that veteran suicide. Be the one to save one veteran at a time, because life is so important. You know, when we hear these statistics out there, whether it's 17, 18, 22 per day, I can give you one that is very staggering. 135,000 veterans have taken their lives since 9/11. Do you know that is more than all the deaths combined starting with Korean War to the present? That's staggering.
That's staggering.
So that's why we're saying this is a mission. And being the largest veterans organization in the world, we feel that our 12,000 posts across the world, along with nearly 3 million members within our membership, dealing with our auxiliary, our sons, our legions, and our riders, that we can address that, and we can be a powerful voice in changing lives and saving lives.
And so the American Legion is asking each and every one of us to be the one that joins in this and helps save a life. The other thing that you are involved in, but a lot of people don't realize the Coast Guard is actually part of the military service, but how is the Coast Guard treated differently from other branches of the service?
Yeah, I don't think people really realize this. You know, they're part of our service and our military, but there's different designations. So, you know, the rest of our branches are part of the DOD, but the Coast Guard is part of Homeland Security. So they fall under a different umbrella. And that's why when you look at the flags or insignias that are lined up on certain buildings, you know, sometimes they have them incorrect where the Space Force is last because it's the newest. Well, they're part of DOD. So still last is always Coast Guard. And so what happens, but more importantly, when a government shuts down, they're not covered. And if we just remember back a few years, it wasn't too long ago, but 2019, the government shut down, sadly to say, right? And that was right during December and into the new year. So Coast Guard, those military individuals were affected. And I'm proud to say that the American Legion stepped up to the plate and worked with top-notch Coast Guard leadership, but we supplied a grant of $1.4 million to our Coast Guard personnel, especially the junior enlisted, talking about changing lives and saving lives. We didn't ask for the money back, you know, it was a grant, but we wanted to take care of families. And so that was very important to us.
Well, and also it seems to me that the Coast Guard, maybe the government has shut down, but tragedy on the coast and the need for the Coast Guard doesn't shut down, does it?
Exactly. And just like the Coast Guard continued to work, you know, but they didn't get paid, you know. They still worked, but they weren't getting any paychecks. So that's why it was very important for us to step in there. But that's a great follow-up, yes.
Well, thanks for pointing that out because I didn't realize that was the case. You like to say American Legion is changing lives and saving lives. In what ways does the American Legion do this?
So not only with our Be the One mission, but I feel that it's part of all that we do, especially with our programs. This is something that we kind of separate ourselves from other veterans organizations. Not to say that others are not good. We're not saying that at all. But we have programs such as youth, you know, and Americanism, where we as a post, you know, you might see a post on the corner within your communities. We're not just a little social club, but we plug into the communities. And I feel that we really do change lives and eventually saving lives. I mean, the scholarships that we give out locally, plugging into the high schools and doing the best that we can, whether it's a few thousand dollars to even more. Then to offer even more dealing with our oratoricals where we teach the U.S. Constitution, winners receive $23,000 in scholarships. Just think of our baseball, the one of our favorite pastime, right? 50,000, just think of that, 50,000 athletes participate in our American Legion baseball programs, 50,000. We deal with our civic program dealing with government and how it runs and works, and we it's called Boys State and Boys Nation as well as Girls State and Girls Nation.
Oh.
16,000 young men are a part of that as well as thousands of young ladies. President Clinton was part of a program, and same with our Vice President Dick Cheney back in the day when he was a youngster. He was involved in the Boys State program as well. So talking about changing lives and saving lives, planting that seed of service, continuing to give back, right?
I think Tom Brokaw, the famous news anchor, also participated
yes,
in it.
Yes, you're absolutely correct, yes.
Wow. Where can people find out more about the American Legion? I'm sure they'll, having listened to you and all your enthusiasm, will want to do that. Where do we find out more?
Yeah, simply go to legion.org, and there'll be more and more information. And again, with suicide prevention, simply go to betheone.org as well.
Well, Commander, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us. It's been a real honor to have you, and thank you so much, Daniel Schehafer, American Legion National Commander, for being with us on WAMV. We hope you have a wonderful day, a wonderful weekend, and a super stupendous Memorial Day.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
It's our pleasure to have you. AM 1420.